This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, it's Thursday, and that means Wayne, well, he'll be in here in about an hour. My name is Lee Elsie, broadcasting straight out of the Connecticut studios, or my Connecticut studios, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York City for the great, again, USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show, 833-927-8255. We can take calls a little later on. I'm with you for the first hour, and every first hour on Thursday, have a blast doing it. Again, broadcasting out to the entire country, all the way out past my my adopted home of St. Louis when I was a Cardinal, all the way out through those arches. I was going to say Golden Arches. That didn't mean McDonald's. All the way out to the arch, out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and beyond. So everybody who's listening, welcome aboard. Thank you, as always. And would love to hear from you guys throughout the course of the first hour. If you are so inclined, you can always email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. And our emails are exploding. Our Facebooks are actually, I'm over the limit. I don't know what to do when you get over the limit. I know you got to set up a different kind of page, but I'm over the limit for friends. So I have no more use for any of you friends out there. But if you want to send me a message up on Facebook, would love to hear from you guys. And Twitter and Instagram, all of that up for grabs. Would love to hear. Social media is, and social media and radio. I swear, this is true. Social media and radio is where it's at. Television is dying, and I'll get to that in a second. But I want to start with the three-ring impeachment circus that I was, because of what I do, forced to sit through yesterday. And I normally am a political junkie, one who enjoys the good political spar. You know, you get a topic, a discussion, a debate. Back and forth they go, or even in situations where senators or Congress folks are questioning people up on the Capitol and just kind of back and forth they go. There's some excitement to that, right? I mean, I like it. I mean, some talk show hosts maybe don't. Some think it's boring. Yesterday's was a snooze fest. It was an absolute bore fest, boring, tiresome, you know, couldn't wait for it to end, like a bad movie. And I guess the reason why I felt that way, I mean, listen, the people asking the questions were less than superb. The people who were answering the questions were probably less than superb. The whole idea of it wasn't something that was captivating, because I think we're just at the, obviously we're just at the beginning processes here. But what I'm trying to say is, what did I learn yesterday that I didn't already know? What was bestowed on me? What knowledge did I receive from those two expert witnesses and, of course, the cross-examinations from the lawyers and the senators? What did I learn that I didn't already read in the transcripts released by the president? To me, I didn't see anything. Nothing. I got nothing out of that yesterday. So if this is all you've got, Shifty Shift, if this is all you're bringing to the table, man, stop wasting everybody's time and put this thing to bed and let's just move on. Because there is going to be nothing here. There's no here if this is all you've got. Again, I've been using the term coloring outside the lines, right? Maybe I've been using that too much. But Donald Trump clearly, in some cases, colors outside the lines. But it's not, and to me, it's not an egregious act of treason like the Democrats want to make it out to be. Do I think that Donald Trump wanted to stick it to Joe Biden? Yeah, I do. I think he wants to stick it to Joe Biden still.
And I don't think it's because he fears Joe Biden in an elective scenario. I just think he doesn't like him. And I think that there's bad blood, just like I don't think Trump liked McCain. There's bad blood. He said bad things about him, and he said bad things about him. And that's where they are. And I think the president probably got to a point where he, you know, he kind of acts like he's a businessman, a builder, a realtor. And he said, you know what? You got dirt on this guy? Send it my way. Send it over here. I'll put the screws on him. I mean, if he's dirty, let's get him. And I don't think there's much more than that. I personally don't. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think, certainly I don't think, even if I'm right, I mean, even if I am wrong, I definitely don't think that this is enough to send a president packing. No way do I think that's the case. When you, you know, look at this big picture, and again, the best way to do this, and I'm sure there are some liberal folks out there listening to me, wherever you might be this evening, maybe shaking your fist at the radio saying, what are you talking about? What crime would be too small then? You know, what crime would actually get him bounced out? No, here's the way to kind of judge this in your own mind, because you can be honest with yourself. If somebody like Trump, you don't like Trump, so you want him out. But if somebody that you really liked had done the same similar or the similar kind of thing, like Obama. We'll give you Obama, for example, because he's the easiest one. He's the closest of previous president. If he had done something like this, which he did, I mean, if he leaned over and said, I'll do what I can do when I'm, you know, after the election, because I can't really do it now. Same idea, right? Such a similar thing. Okay, but how would you feel if that were the case? I mean, would it really bother you? And I really think that's where we are. We're living in such a partisan country right now that anything and everything, you take up sides, you put on your team jersey, and you go to war. And I don't think that's really a good thing. I really don't. So this has become like a Chinese water torture scenario where it's just, you know, it's going to drip on your head over and over again until they just put an end to this thing. And, you know, in the end, barring some revelation, barring something that happens that we don't know about, I mean, the Senate's not going to impeach him. They're not going to vote to impeach him. So this is just a giant waste of time. Or, I guess, not a waste of time for the Democrats, because the real truth behind this is they're thinking that this is a way for them to hit Donald Trump with a bunch of black marks. They think that this is a way to nick him up, scuff him up, so that November of 2020, when it comes rolling around, whoever that candidate who's running up against Trump, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or it's Joe Biden or it's Buttigieg or it's Bloomberg or it's Clinton, that at least they'll do enough damage prior to that November clash of the Titans that their Democrat will get elected into office. I think it's a giant waste of time. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, I get a chance to do an hour here on Thursdays, and I get a chance to fill in for Wayne, which it's a great honor to do that. Both things, great honor to do Thursdays. It's a great honor to do it when Wayne takes a couple of days off. I can promise you that if this is all we get from this, every time they wheel somebody out and sort of stretch them out and have them answer some questions, if this is all you get, it's a bunch of nonsense round and around that I won't talk about it anymore, because it's actually so boring. It's boring radio, it's boring television, and because I only get a chance to talk to you once a week right now, I thought I'd bring it up because it is probably the biggest story in the country. It's just I don't want to spend every precious second of radio airtime talking about this garbage. And it's funny, they're talking about Trump and, what is it, now they've gone from quid pro quo to some kind of like a strong arm mob tactic, which is just a joke. And shifty shift, I mean, not that this really makes a whole hell of a lot of difference, but really he can look into the cameras and tell everybody that he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. Come on. You don't believe that, do you? I mean, the guy's lying to you. He's absolutely 100% lying to you. And that leads me to point two of this real quick. You realize now, there's a poll out that came out today, an AP/USA poll, USA Today poll, which, you know, I can understand there's a left lean on that, but it has something to do, not necessarily politics. They asked a bunch of people about what kind of confidence they have in the news that they receive. And the finding was
I think it's very telling. 47% of the people out there, 47%, almost half, don't believe than any of the news. They find it difficult. First of all, they find it difficult to get information on the subjects that they want. And then when they find that information, they have trouble believing it. So half of the people out there cannot access information that's believable to them. Which means half of the people out there are getting information and they're taking it for granted. But that half, and half of the people who are actually doing research and trying to get an answer, don't believe the sources. And that's why news on television is dying. And I think if some entrepreneurial, brilliant go-getter could actually create a network that just reports the news without anything else behind it, they might have a gold mine, man. Because I think there's a huge chunk of people out there who don't trust anybody anymore, because CNNs have lied to them, the MSNBCs have lied to them, and the Fox Newses of the world have all lied to them. And they're starving for something. They're starving for something else, because the media has actually split this country right down the middle. And can you imagine that there's people out there who are invested in the world, right? They pay attention. And those folks, they're so thirsty and starving for information, yet they don't believe it. They can't find an accurate sort of place to land where they're comfortable when they read something and say, yeah, that's true. Because now nobody really knows. Because it's all a big, giant political partisan game. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor to get a chance to share the microphone, warm up the crowd on a Thursday when Wayne Allen Root takes over at about less than an hour. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I will take a short break, come back in just a couple minutes with a lot to talk about. Stick around.
Gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Alrighty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered, because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products, because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it through the whole show. What do? The minute it starts getting hoarse, I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking in those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product. And you get free the book, The Silver Miracle, free by telling them you're a fan of Wayne Root. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and the Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868.
All right, I'll welcome myself back. Thank you, Wayne. It's Lee Elsie filling in the first hour on Thursdays for the great Wayne Allen Root, who will be here in, I got to do my math, so that would be 40 minutes. Man, pretty good. I wonder if my math teacher out there is so, 41 to be exact, excuse me. My math teachers at high school are probably throwing their calculators in the air, very, very happy. All right, so let's just go right out to the phones. One of our good pals, Frank in Connecticut, wants to talk hearings. How you doing, Frank?
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Good day.
What's up, man?
Well, let's get started here. When it comes to this hearing here, I mean, when I hear people say, if this is it, this is it, this, all they're doing is dotting I's and crossing the T's, this is the crime. If you don't think that this bribery crime is good enough for an impeachment or to throw him out, I don't know what else would be. I mean, you know, this is what it is. If he did it, if he held the aid, if he brought up, I mean, just because people say he's a businessman, he's not a businessman. He's a leader of the free world. The bar is so low for this man when it comes to his supporters. So low. It's like, I don't think there's anything. I mean, this is what it is. If we cannot impeach him for this, well, then what else is there?
Here's what I'll say to that. And, you know, I understand where you're coming from, Frank. I understand that you don't like Trump, and there's a lot of people out there who don't like Trump. If Trump had withheld the aid to Ukraine and then told, I think if he told the press something else, like they're not getting the money because of X, and he held the money because they wouldn't look up dirt for Joe Biden, then he's gone. I don't think that happened. You get what I'm saying? I don't think he did that.
Well, you think he held the aid? Why?
No, I think they got the aid.
They got it after everybody found out what was going on. I'm talking about before that. If he held the aid and told them you cannot get the aid until you open an investigation of Joe Biden, that's against the law. I mean, I don't understand how that's not cut and dry.
Is that enough for you to bounce a president out of office? In your mind, you really think that's enough to send the country into a tailspin? Because that's what will happen.
We're not sending the country into a tailspin because we can't let... But listen, the bar is so low. You're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. This is the president of the United States. Of course it's good. Of course it is. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, did he go to the FBI or CIA or anyone else in this country to say what Joe Biden did, or did he just go to Ukraine? If that's the case, that's even worse.
Let's assume you're right. And we only got 60 seconds. But let's assume you're right, Frank. And not me. And then Joe Biden becomes president. And then Joe Biden, then would you be up for, again, going after Joe Biden for impeachment for what he did and what he said and how he held that whole country hostage for $1 billion, and he's proud of it. He went out of his way to say, yeah, I did it. I held him hostage. I got that guy fired so he wouldn't look into my son's dealings. What's the difference? Anyway, all right, I got to run. Bottom of the hour is coming at us, so we'll come back. I want to talk just really quickly, and again, if you guys want to call in, you can, 833-927-8255. We can talk about whatever you want, but I want to really quickly just sort of pay a small tribute to our veterans out there. Like, again, I only get a chance to talk with you once a week, and we'll do that when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Vice President Mike Pence is reacting to a shooting at a high school in Southern California. Police say a student fatally shot two students and wounded three others at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita before shooting himself in the head. The suspect is hospitalized in grave condition.
Tragically, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy have lost their lives. This was another heartbreaking day for students and parents in America.
People are praying after that school shooting in northern Los Angeles County. Dan Broyles is a pastor at Valencia Hills Community Church, and they opened their doors shortly after the news broke this morning.
Obviously, many people here have loved ones or friends that maybe you saw the shooting or had a lockdown in the classroom. And so part of this is their own shock and then caring for people they love.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee that just began just literally this week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises. And his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. And we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message, this live read. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the first hour of his Thursday broadcast. He'll be here in about a half hour, USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Yeah, since I only get a week with you guys, or once a week with you guys for the most part, Veterans Day has come and gone. And normally what I do on either Veterans Day or Memorial Day or any holiday associated with military, on my own morning show, I usually do a show that's dedicated to veterans, right? So we get veterans in the studio. And as you know, Veterans Day originated in 1919, November 11, 1919, commemorated the first anniversary of the end of World War One. And again, on this date, each year, Americans are encouraged to commit themselves to the cause of freedom and honor the nation's veterans, and we try to do that on my morning show, and I know Wayne does it every single night. But, you know, the veterans, they deserve it because we need to honor them for their courage, patriotism, valor, sacrifice. Our brave men and women who serve and protect the United States, they come from all walks of life. Their parents, their children, their grandparents, friends, neighbors, co-workers, teachers. Some are managers, construction workers, bartenders, nurses, cooks, barbers. Some may be your neighbors. Some may be, you know, sitting behind a picket fence in a very middle-class neighborhood. Some may live in seaside mansions. And even some, they rest their head at night on makeshift pillows and cardboard boxes under big city bridges, which, and we all know that is unacceptable. Some have maybe settled in the cubicle right next to you at work, right, sitting there in silence, never, ever even sharing a single detail of dozens of deadly firefights and heroism, never, ever brandishing, let's say, a tattoo from the United States Army Rangers. So there are incredible people who are veterans, and each veteran has a different, distinct story. But they all share this unspoken, unbroken brotherhood, and that's what I want to talk about, because it's incredible. And sisterhood, too. I don't want to leave the women of the military out either. It's a direct connection, right? I see it when I see these men and women in my studio. It's incredible. I mean, Monday, I see, here's the thing. Monday morning, I went to work, and I was feeling a little empty inside because I was going to do a veteran show. Now, not empty because the veterans were coming in, but it's almost like an uncomfortable, aching, haunting sensation that rubs my subconscious the wrong way, because I feel like I let the country down, right? Underachievement, a failure. It's a personality flaw that I have, and I have to go through this a lot because I feel guilty that I missed an opportunity to fight for something bigger than myself. I missed the opportunity to stand side by side with other patriots and serve the United States. I genuinely feel bad about that. individuals who serve in the military, and particularly those in a combat theater, they forge this connection that I'll never be able to completely understand, but it's something that cannot be reproduced or replicated in the civilian world at all. And again, like I said earlier, if you just sit a couple of veterans from any era together in a room and just watch what happens, it's like magic. So if, you know, you're a listener, like I said, you'll know that I recognize the vets as best I can. And this particular week we had an Afghanistan war vet who I would think he's too modest and not meek, but modest to talk, uneasy to share any story about like a heroic fight in Fallujah or some outpost that they were was under attack. And I'm listening to him open up to a Vietnam staff sergeant who actually has been on this show with me, who was one of the first men up to the top of Hamburg Hill. And they're talking like they've been friends forever, because they have all this shared experience. Even though they may be 30 years apart, they see the country in an incredibly different way, maybe, than me and you do. War stories from men and women that they went through, in some cases, hell and back. Vivid examples of being shot, moving forward. Heartbreaking accounts of best friends struggling in the last seconds of life. I had one account. One guy told a Vietnam story about he watched his, and I hate to say it like this, and I'm sorry, but watched his friend literally get blown to pieces 5 feet from where he was standing. Just gone. There 1 second, completely gone the next. And these men and women are the absolute true heroes of this country. Period. End of story. There is really nothing else that you can add to that. Their stories of heroism are second to none. And, you know, I was talking about this today, and I won't go through the whole thing, but there's a great speech in Shakespeare's Henry V about, it's called St. Crispin's. And if you get a second, go look it up. I mean, I used to be able to do it, the entire thing, from memory when I was an actor. But it's incredible. But that speech, and in it, there's a line that says, from this day to the ending of the world, we in it shall be remembered, we few, we happy few, we band of brothers. For he today who sheds his blood with me will be my brother. That is the military, right? They stand side by side. Listen, all the military guys and gals aren't perfect. But when they sign on the dotted line and go off to become part of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, they're essentially saying, I'm willing to risk my life for the country, period. So standing with their band of brothers for a cause greater than themselves is a remarkable, powerful thing. And me, little old me here on the radio, I jump up on my soapbox. I preach about patriotism and freedom and sacrifice. And let me tell you something. I believe every word, every syllable, with all my heart of what I say. I believe it. I am one of those that wrap myself in the flag. But I believe everything that I say. It's not, I don't feel as though it's insincere. But it does ring a little hollow because I did not serve. I didn't lace up the boots. I didn't strap on the helmet. I talked the talk, they walked the walk. And I didn't do it because it's not fear that stopped me from doing that. My life just took a different path. I mean, it's just chance. It's just random. It's fate. You know, I was doing something completely different. I mean, I was a college athlete. I was trying to become a professional baseball player. That was the path I took. And there probably was a little window when I finally got released by the Cardinals. I probably had 26, 27 years old. So could I went to the military then? Sure. But I didn't come from a military family. So I'm not necessarily blaming. Like, I don't feel what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like I let the country down, but really because it was just the fate of one event turning into another event, turning into another event, and then me being naive to the importance of the military. I think I would have made a damn good soldier, to be honest with you. But that's just, no one will ever know, because now I'm just too old. It just can't happen now. So we have to do it through this microphone and on the air and help promote and support our military, because without them, again, we're lost in a giant wilderness of treachery. So I just thought that the veterans, they They've been treated a lot better here since 2000, even before that. Folks coming from Desert Storm, and I just think that you go back to the Vietnam veterans and the hell that they went through, and the hell that they went through when they came home. I mean, thank God that we've woken up as a country, and we don't go down that road anymore. So, to the veterans who are listening, I owe you a debt. We owe you a debt that truly can never be paid. And again, I will do my best behind this microphone to be with you 1,000% of the time. Real quick, before we run out of time, we got a guest coming up in a couple minutes. Ann Brooks will join me. She is a former congressional candidate, actually a Trump delegate, which is an interesting thing. I'll ask her about that. But she's wandering through, so we're going to bring her on for the last segment before we turn it over to Wayne Allen Root. So she'll come up in just a couple minutes. Again, I think, what is next week? Next week is, I'll be on next week, right? Yeah, next week's something. I keep thinking Thanksgiving's coming like a freight train. It's way down the way, 2 weeks away. Anyway. All right, so listen, my email address is LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys wherever you may be. Like I said, it's really inspiring to get emails from Michigan and New Mexico and California, a lot from Vegas. So keep them coming. I'd love to hear from you guys, and we'd love to hear about whatever it is that's going on in your life. I'll pass it along to me, and I'll share it on the microphone. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back. It's the final segment for me. Wayne Allen Root is in the green room, ready to rock and roll. USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. If you want to call Wayne, it's 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. I get every Thursday, the first hour, to chat with you about anything and everything. And a special guest is joining us right now. I think we had her on a while back, maybe 2 months ago. And she is, well, first of all, she's the queen of the Puppy Bowl, which is the most important thing. She goes to the Puppy Bowl every year. That's the actual event that happens during the Super Bowl on Animal Planet.
It is.
Animal Planet. So you have dogs running around like crazy. I love it. I actually go and watch the Puppy Bowl every time it's on. But you're also a Trump delegate, and you are a congressional candidate. So Ann Brooks is here with us. Appreciate you coming on in today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So me and you were talking the other day, and you had a quote from Selena Zito, right?
Right.
And I want to start with this because I think it's sort of hitting the nail on the head. Tell me what she said.
She has a great perspective. She said, "The press take Trump literally, but not seriously. And people and the voters take Trump seriously, but not literally."
And I think it's perfect.
It's a great distinction.
It absolutely is. And I think, you know, Trump sort of, and I've been saying it this way for a while, he's been coloring outside the lines a little bit, right? Because that's kind of what he is. He's not a politician. And I'm not making excuses for some of the things that he does. But in this case of the Ukraine, I just feel like he just said, "Hey, listen, Joe Biden did something wrong. Find out what it was. Tell me." I don't see a big issue with that. You?
Not particularly. I mean, think about how we talk in conversation. I'm starving.
Right.
Well, come on.
It's a good point.
You know, we exaggerate things just in the sake in conversation, but that doesn't mean that it's literal. But people take him that way, and a lot of times when the press is with him, he's walking out to the helicopter, and so it's conversational. It's not a prepared speech. He's talking off the cuff, and everything's going to be beautiful, and everything's magnificent, and it's going to be the phone call was perfect.
Right.
And so, you know, the media who don't like him try to dissect that and say, well, the definition of perfect is this, therefore he's a liar.
Right.
It's not his intention.
But you're a tax attorney.
I am.
Okay. So you're a lawyer.
Yes.
So there is no excuse for ignorance of the law, correct? You cannot just not know something. So I'm just playing devil's advocate here for a second. So if he doesn't know that saying, "Hey, guys, do me a favor and find out some dirt on Joe Biden," if he doesn't know that that's not going to be looked on favorably, or thinks maybe people will look on it with a sour intent, I mean, can he be held responsible for that? I guess I just
I don't think it's a reason to kick him out of office.
I think the bigger question is it treason?
And it's not. Of course it's not. He says things that are literal. Like you said, I'm
the
starving.
The press takes him literally.
Right.
Like, but if he were to say, let's go get lunch, I'm starving.
Right, right.
They would say, no, you're not.
Yeah. But the people out there who love him, they kind of get it, right?
Sure.
They understand what he's saying, what he means, what he says, and how he says it. And, you know, one of the things that people seem to look to with him is they always say, well, he talks like me. He acts like me. He talks like me. That's why I like him. He doesn't talk over my head. But he kind of is that guy at the end of the bar, so to speak, who is talking about foreign policy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then we consider other people who, you know, the press does take seriously. And I was giving you one example earlier. You know, Don Lemon, whatever you think of him, his Twitter profile, he says he's the Twitter king, right? Like, if Donald Trump were to say he's king of anything, I think that the press, the fake media,
right,
would say, you know, you're un-American because you're saying you're king of something, and therefore you're for a monarchy and not a democracy. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. Well, it's totally, you know, it's a bias. The media is completely biased. It's so bad right now.
They are. Even Jim Acosta, you know, yesterday Trump said, they asked him, did you watch the impeachment hearings? And he said, I was working. And now they're deciphering whether working, you know, what he was doing constituted working. And they're saying they're hosting, you know, the president of Turkey doesn't constitute working when you're the president of the United States of America. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, folks.
It's relentless. You know, listen, you can say about this about all the networks, right? So you tune in to Fox, and they've got their own little spin, and MSNBC has their own little spin. Although, you know, both Fox and MSNBC, I think, are closer to, well, more Fox than MSNBC. But then you tune on CNN, and it's like an inquisition. It's seven ultra-left liberals on the stage, and then they have one token conservative that they try to tear apart who tries to defend Trump. It's sensationalism.
Well, Morning Joe, this is not a coup. It's a constitutional process. I mean, how constitutional does it seem to you? And I mean, if you were defending the same allegation in a criminal setting,
yeah,
wouldn't you want to be represented and be able to bring witnesses and
yeah,
have a fair and balanced situation?
I would think so. I would think so. Anyway, we're talking with Ann Brooks tonight, and we appreciate her coming on in and spending a little bit of time with us. And you said you're a Trump delegate.
I was.
You
16.
Were. Now, is that something you want to do again? Is that how does that work?
It would be a privilege. I was an alternate delegate at large for Connecticut, so I was one of three people,
yeah,
out of the number of people from Connecticut that represented the state at
right,
the national convention.
But how do you get to be a Trump delegate? I don't know how that works.
In my case, they called me up.
Yeah, I just call you up random?
What
are you doing today? Come on over and be a delegate?
Want to go to Cleveland for a week? It kind of worked out that way.
Yeah.
It's about who you know. In some cases, obviously, people knew who I was and chose to call me up and see if that
right,
was a possibility. In some states, they actually have elections to become them, but the state central committee votes on who gets to go.
Okay, so you get a chance to hang out. Now, so if you get a chance to do that again, you do it in a second.
I would.
Yeah,
I would.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's wonderful to be with like-minded people from across the country.
Right.
There's a lot of interesting aspects to it, you know, kind of the state vibe. Some states have jackets or certain things that kind of you spot them across the room, you know they're from a certain state.
Right.
Which is kind of fun.
That is neat. Ann Brooks, again, she was a congressional candidate. Now, is that something that you're toying with now? Because, you know, being a congressional candidate, being from Connecticut, you're from Connecticut, which is impossible to win, I guess. But you gave it a good run the last go around. Are you
thinking
about it again?
Thank you.
You don't know? You can't say? You have to kill me?
I have no decision to announce today.
All right. And thank you so much. I always appreciate it when you come by. It makes it a lot of fun. And we'll do it again real soon. I really thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We got to go. I got to send it off to Wayne Allen Root. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks again for listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Say.